live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really interesting packed lineup for you today. We're going to open up talking to our friend Vicki Paris Goodman. She has become kind of our ad hoc entertainment reviewer, and she will have some very interesting comments on the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra, which she is reviewing for us today. And then we'll hear from Jody Pelosi from Yavapai Regional Medical Center with updates on genetic testing. And then after the local and state news with Link, you'll hear my interview this morning with nationally published author Mary McNear about her new book. This is the projected final book in the Butternut Lake series. It's called The Secrets We Carried. Well, if you're a baseball fan, tonight's your last chance to catch the great Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti on a home game, because this is the Diamondbacks' final home game this season. They will have the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch from Chase Field for the last time in 2018, coming up at 6:40 with that first pitch. And every time there's a last game, whether it's a last home game or last game of the entire season, you always wonder, which of these players on my favorite team am I seeing for the last time in that uniform? And that's always good for speculation, so make sure you tune in tonight. And if you haven't heard Greg Schulte and Tom Candiotti do the game, with all respects to Steve Berthume and Bob Brenly on TV, why don't you turn the TV down and turn KQ&A on? You'll get a better broadcast, and you'll also find out about 20 seconds before it happens on TV what's going to happen, so you can get stuff done around the house while the game is on. So that's a 6 o'clock pregame and a 6:40 first pitch tonight. Hey, the Wednesday night classic movie series continues tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater with The Breakfast Club. That is at 7 o'clock at the Elks Theater. New movies coming this weekend to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. This weekend, kind of some slim pickings before all the Oscar nominees start coming out. So you're going to have three new films opening up. Hellfest, Night School with Kevin Hart and the wildly overexposed Tiffany Haddish, and then a kids' film, the animated movie Smallfoot, and then the fourth one, which you'll hear on my reviews coming up starting tomorrow. It's another faith-based film by director Harold Cronk. He did the God's Not Dead series. This one is called Unbroken: Path to Redemption. So you might be entertained by these four films, but don't go looking for any Oscar bait at this weekend's movie openings. They tend to save those for the last half of November and all of December, so they'll be fresh in the Oscar voters' minds when they get their ballots in early January. Stay tuned. We've got Vicki Paris Goodman just around the corner coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Clip Guide. Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Get our lowest prices on our best selection ever during discount days at Findlay GMC. Now through October 1st, up to $12,000 on every new GMC. The 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. Styling begins with a satin chrome finished grille and perforated first and second row Milan leather seating. Now discounted up to $7,027. The 2018 GMC Acadia. Inside, a premium, quiet, versatile cabin is ready for anything. Outside, the sculpted design looks good everywhere. Now discounted $9,996. That's 20% off MSRP. The 2018 GMC Sierra SLT Group. Bold design, robust capability, and comfortable quiet cabin. Now discounted up to $12,000. That's over 21% off MSRP. Save thousands. Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for one qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and 495 documents. Stock numbers. G39947, G40561, G39714. Subject to prior sale. Expires 10/1/2018. See dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always fun to talk with Vicki Paris Goodman. She is our designated reviewer for all things entertainment. And Vicki, now you have a background in music. Remind our listeners what your background is.
Oh, I've been playing violin since age 7, sort of on and off as an adult, but I'm back playing now in my retirement here in Prescott. So, yeah, and I've been attending Phoenix Symphony concerts and playing in the Pops and the Chamber Orchestra up here. So
nice.
Yeah.
So you have the props and the chops to professionally review the performance of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Before we get to your details on that, when you go, now with your background playing in the Pops and having been a violin performer yourself, what are you looking for, and can you separate that from the average fan in the audience?
The Phoenix Symphony is a professional major city orchestra, if I understand your question correctly, DJ. It's, you know, like the New York Philharmonic, the LA Philharmonic, Cleveland Symphony. It's a major city orchestra. It's a world-class orchestra. Mm-hmm. And so we are so fortunate to have that because it's not like anything else we really have up here. We have some wonderful performing groups, but they combine professional and amateur players. They're wonderful concerts. We usually sell out or come close to selling out when the Pops has a concert up at Yavapai Performing Arts Center. But this is a world-class orchestra. I think a lot of people don't know they do 7 concerts a year in Prescott each season. They're about to start their season this Sunday. First concert of the season will be this Sunday at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And I want the listeners to know that this is a real opportunity to hear a full-size orchestra, world-class orchestra here in Prescott playing strictly classical music. So it fills a niche that some of the other performing groups don't exactly fill up here.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what you observed.
Well, I've been up in Prescott now for 2 years, and I've been attending the concerts of the Phoenix Symphony, and I'm very impressed for a number of reasons. You can't fault the orchestra at all. There are no weaknesses in the orchestra, but there are some big pluses, too. The conductor, Tito Munoz. He's got a great personality. When he chooses to turn around and pick up the mic and talk to the audience, everyone loves him. He's just got a great personality. He's a violinist in his own right. He actually played a little bit last year in the Farewell Symphony when they did it, which is a fun piece. Anyway, yeah, so there's Tito Munoz. He's just terrific. The Phoenix Symphony, however, has a wonderful, and I mean wonderful, virtuoso class concertmaster. That's the first chair violinist. I can only imagine that he didn't want a tour. He didn't want that life. He just wanted to pretty much stay put because he is wonderful, and he does. His name is Stephen Meckel, and he does perform as the featured soloist with the orchestra one concert each year up here, and I think it's the second or third concert that he'll be the soloist this year. So, yes, the first concert of the season is coming up. This isn't a review. It's more of an advance. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it'll be at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. And how do they choose their concert programs? How well chosen are they in your regard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tito Munoz probably chooses the programs. They try and make them mostly, almost exclusively, well-known composers that everyone loves, Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, you know, and others who, and some of the pieces are extremely well known. Others, you know, if you're not a scholar of classical music, you might say, oh, I've never heard that before. And then you hear it and you say, oh, love it. So, you know, and then once in a while, they'll do a modern piece by a brand new composer. Those are usually short, maybe about 5 minutes long, you know, and then they move on to, you know, the more, and they do that maybe once a season. So they choose the programming, and they also try and vary the type of featured instrument for soloing. Sometimes the orchestra is the soloist. In other words, there isn't a pianist or a cellist or a violinist who's soloing with the orchestra. Sometimes they'll do a concerto for orchestra. At this September 30th concert coming up this Sunday, they're actually doing the Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto with a young soloist named Drew Peterson, who's kind of new on the scene. He's won a lot of awards, and that should be very exciting. I understand he's a very dramatic soloist, so I think audiences will love that. And they're also playing Mozart Symphony No. 36 and The Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss. It'll be a very nice program on Sunday.
In fact, next week I have Daryl Rauter coming in here from the YCPAC for his All Bach concert, which I believe is coming to Cottonwood sometime soon. So,
is that with the chorale?
I believe so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as a violinist, tell me about your first exposure to classical music.
Oh, well, I started taking violin lessons. It's funny. I had a cousin who I worshipped who was 4 years older than me. Her name was Judy, and she was taking violin lessons. And, of course, I had to do everything that Judy did. So at age 7, I started taking violin lessons, and Judy promptly stopped. And I continued. I joined my elementary school orchestra. And elementary school orchestras, you know, they get music that's a little bit simplified. And I had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
Playing in the orchestra was the best thing. And then continued into junior high. That was an award-winning orchestra in California, my junior high school orchestra. And then high school. And, you know, then I just continued it. And I played in all kinds of amateur groups, both, you know, everything from string quartets to full-size orchestras, on and off until today.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're listening to, say, pop music, it's easy to identify the title. You just listen to the lyrics and the refrain. When you're listening to a classical piece, how do you know what that piece is?
Well, that's interesting. If you're a scholar of classical music or have attended hundreds of classical concerts, then maybe you don't need any extra information and you know exactly all about the music, about the composers who wrote it, who wrote that music. But the Phoenix Symphony does the right thing. They offer a pre-concert lecture that starts an hour before the concert. So a 3 o'clock concert, if you arrive with your tickets to the concert at 2 o'clock, you get in an hour early and you hear either Tito Munoz, the conductor, or one of the orchestra members give a lecture on the music that will be played at the concert. an hour later. And what's great about that is, even though the music's mostly beautiful and you're going to enjoy it regardless, this makes it more relatable because you'll know, you'll have information as to what the composer had in mind when they wrote it. And so, you know, there might be a triumphant part, and then there might be kind of a sad part, and then there might be something that's sort of whimsical. And you'll have some information in advance as to why that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it even more enjoyable to hear the concert.
And in asking Daryl Rauter and also Dennis Hauser, who has sung in cathedrals and concert halls around the world, I asked him how it feels to perform a famed composer's piece in the town, in the venue where they created it. Pretty powerful performance.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you feel about parents bringing kids and grandkids to symphony concerts?
I think it's a great idea. You know, you can always try it one time. These are full-length concerts designed for adults. They're not designed for children. So what mm-hmm. you want to do is you want to bring children that are maybe junior high or middle school, they call it now. I just dated myself. Middle school or high school age, or at least 10 years old. And as a matter of fact, I was just reading online, the Yavapai Symphony Association that produces the Phoenix Symphony Concerts in Prescott has a one adult, one child free program.
Whoa.
But you do have to call in advance the Yavapai Symphony Association office. And you might get tickets for both yourself as an adult if you bring a child mm-hmm. and for the child, free tickets. But you have to call in advance. You can't just show up for these. And the Yavapai Symphony Association office is 928-776-4255 to find out about the one adult, one child free program. And those tickets are limited, but call and see. You might get in with your child, both for free. And the other thing I wanted to mention before we run out of time is that the Yavapai Symphony Association has a special promotion available to our listeners for just this upcoming September 30th concert. And that is a 10% off of single ticket prices for this concert only if you mention the code word Mozart. So call the Yavapai Symphony Association office, again, 928-776-4255. Mention code word Mozart and get 10% off of your single ticket prices. Incidentally, the season ticket prices are already discounted 20% off the single ticket price. So mm-hmm. this only applies to single ticket purchases for the September 30th concert only.
Very good. One last question for you. As a performer and as a fan of classical, I remember the great Broadway director, Bob Fosse, talking about Broadway musicals, mm-hmm. saying the dancers know that if they miss one day of rehearsals, they will know what's missing. If they miss 2 days, their fellow dancers will know. If they miss 3 days of rehearsals, the audience will know. Will that also apply, you think, to classical musicians?
It depends on how good the classical musicians are. I'm going to tell you a little secret. In the pops, some of us, the amateur players, we try and attend every single rehearsal. There are usually 5 rehearsals for each concert. And I try not to miss even one.
Mm-hmm.
However, we always have some people that come from a little more distance, other places in Arizona, who are extremely fine players.
Mm-hmm.
And they can show up at the dress rehearsal and do just fine. So it just depends on the quality of musician you are, how much rehearsal you need.
How interesting.
The secret's out.
And what are you going to be talking about you next time you come with us here?
I'm not sure. It could be the upcoming Stage 2 production.
Tuesdays with Maury?
Yeah, Tuesdays with Maury at Prescott Center for the Arts. I think that might be next.
At Stage 2. And I've got the actors who portray Maury and Mitch coming in next week to talk about that.
Great.
So we're looking forward to your review of that.
Yes.
Vicki Paris-Goodman, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Jody Pelosi coming in to talk about genetic testing on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Incredible savings on previously hail-damaged vehicles are available now at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. As many of you know, Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan were hit by a hailstorm in July, and almost every vehicle on our lot was damaged. With the help of hail repair experts from around the country, all of our cars are now repaired. And due to the hail coming straight down with very little wind, the cars are now 99.9% perfect. Most customers can't even believe the cars were ever dented, but just because the vehicles look perfect doesn't mean that you can't save huge money. Our insurance reimbursements have been massive, and that money's being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Our loss can be your gain. Combine our current factory incentives with the hail money, and now is the time to buy a car. The hail repaired vehicles are selling very quickly, so come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan while supplies last.
Visit lambchevy.com and lambnissan.com to see our complete selection.
Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 49th season with the thoroughly entertaining musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. A fly-by-night gambler attempts to woo a Salvation Army missioner for a $1,000 bet, and a beleaguered showgirl tries to hook her fiancé of 14 years. Come place your bets at the oldest, established, permanent floating crap game in New York. Guys and Dolls runs through September 30th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And at 2:23, Jody Pelosi is with us. She is with the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, a cancer genetic high-risk clinic. Now, this sounds like a very heavy kind of obligation for you, Jody. So tell us, what got you into this arm of the medical field?
Well, I've been in oncology now for over 40 years, and I've taken care of individuals who've had cancer. And as time go by, you say to yourself, wouldn't it be nice if we could prevent or find cancers early? So now that we're seeing about genetics and we're being able to be directed, if you will, in terms of making good choices in terms of what we can do to prevent or find cancers early, it just made sense to go into cancer genetics.
And you're getting more, you're being able to give more and more patients good news these days, aren't you?
We are. Cancer treatments are changing rapidly. We're finding new ways to address cancer, so that's great. But even on the other end of it, again, can we prevent and can we find it early?
And isn't it ironic that you're coming up with these treatments for cancer at a time when people are living well into their 80s and 90s? That used to be a death sentence automatically, wasn't it?
Absolutely, but now we're seeing with many of our new treatments, they have less side effects or side effects that are much more manageable, if you will. Mm-hmm. And are doing very, very well.
So tell us, what is the Cancer Genetic High-Risk Clinic?
Well, what YRMC, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, has devoted to do is to really enhance their services in terms of cancer screenings. And what they wanted to do is bring in all aspects, and one of those aspects is cancer genetics. So what are we born with? Do we have a gene that might put us at higher risk for developing a cancer? So what they did is they decided decided that they should bring on somebody who could do genetics for the community, so you didn't have to leave the community to go get that service. And so what we do is we see individuals who may think they're at high risk or don't know because they don't know their family history, or maybe they know there's something's going on in the family just by looking at, you know, a lot of people in my family have cancer, so should I be concerned? So we're there to help sort those kind of things out.
And of course, a big splash was made nationwide a few years ago when the actress Angelina Jolie chose to have a double mastectomy, even though she had no trace of cancer. But I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, her family had a history of breast cancer, and she had that gene. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And again, that's why we want to go looking, because sometimes you think, well, there's not anything in my family. And lo and behold, we can find a gene. And just vice versa, we can see a cancer, lots of cancers in a family, and there's not a gene there. But that doesn't mean people aren't at high risk. So in our clinic, not only do we do genetics, but if the genetics come back negative, we then go and we look at the person's personal history, and we look at their family history and say, are you still at risk, and what can we offer you to help reduce that?
You know, that's an interesting point, because people look at their family's health history, and if someone or several people had cancer, of course, that's very scary. But then again, too, like in my own case, my mother died of cancer, but she had been a chain smoker, more than three packs a day, for 60 years. I've never touched a cigarette in my life, and I haven't been exposed to secondhand smoke since I was a teen. So I would imagine that it would not make me a high-risk candidate, or would it?
Well, I think you have to think about that exposure as a child, because, again,
sure,
as your immune system is developing, as your body organs are developing, all of that can be impacted. And really, smoking is one of the biggest risk factors that we know, whether it be actual smoking or secondhand smoking.
How often do you get a patient who simply doesn't know their family history health-wise?
I would say probably a third of the people who walk through our doors.
Really?
Yeah. We have many people who come in and maybe have been adopted, or maybe they're estranged from their families, or now that people aren't living in the same towns as their families, you know, they're scattered all over the world, and they just don't know.
Now, of course, you're dealing in oncology, the
yes,
cancer arm of the medical field. I assume you paid some attention to recent news stories about genetic testing being used in law enforcement. Are you aware of some of those stories?
We are. And, again, what we do is specifically cancer genetics.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're really looking at is how people make choices about their health. What law enforcement can do is really look at how does that lead somebody to figure out, was someone involved in something? Can we get the genetics, the DNA, in terms of placing blame or guilt or whatever?
Sure.
And that's very, very different than what we do. What we're trying to do is take an individual and say, how do we personalize your health care? How do we give you information that you can make the best choices for you?
In your 40 years, right,
mm-hmm,
in the medical,
yes,
field, how big in terms of impact has DNA and the human genome research been in terms of your career?
Well, I have to say, this is why we're getting all the new drugs that we're getting. As we begin to learn how cancer grows, and cancer grows out of what? Genes and DNA. So the more we learn about that, the more we can fight it. And we can find new ways to stop that growth, to be able to look at it and say, oh, if we just do this, it may change the course of that cancer. And so you're seeing that even with cancer genetics. Not only do we look at who's at risk, it now guides us in terms of what treatments do we use and what is the best option for them.
You know, I was reading recently about some 70-something rock stars who, of course, indulged in the usual rock star excesses when they were very young, and they're very, very healthy in their 70s. What are they doing after they go through that phase to keep keep themselves healthy and stay away from being a cancer patient?
Well, we're not really sure about how cancer exactly grows, but we know that there are what we call hit theories, if you will. So as we go along, the question is have we had, whether it be a virus or whether it's be smoking or whether it be drinking or whatever, we get this one hit. As we go on in our lives, the question is, do we get that second hit? And if we do, then it's more likely that cancer can evolve over time because now the damage is there and can be expressed. What we're looking for in cancer genetics, or did we get a gene from either our mom or our dad? And that's our first hit. So we're born with a hit. Mm-hmm. And the question is what happens after that? If we don't have those kind of exposures, probably not going to get a cancer. But
so
if we do, we will. You know. So again, it all is the timing and the exposures.
So do you need a referral to come to the cancer genetic high-risk clinic?
No, you don't. You can call and you can refer yourself in because many people have questions, and that's what we want to do. We want to be able to answer those questions.
So describe for me a new patient's first visit.
So when a person comes to us, the first thing we do is we sit down and we say, you know, what are realistic expectations? You know, why do we want to, you know, offer you cancer genetics? You know, again, we're trying to identify what your possible risks are for cancer. Then what we do is try to figure out, if we do find something, would you be willing to do something about that? Because why test if you're not going to do something about it, right? And then what we want to do is sit down and really take a good look at your family history, if you know it. We do what we call a pedigree. We look at who in your family had cancer. What age were they? You know, what type of cancer they have? We're looking for patterns. Now, some people will come in and say, I don't know. Well, that's even more of the reason to test because we don't mm-hmm. know what it is. Then what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll talk about pros and cons of testing. I can test you for what I know exists today. Cons would be that, you know, we may not know all the genes that exist. The other thing is what about people will say, I don't know if I want to get tested or not because will this influence my insurability or my employability.
Oh, boy, is that a great question.
Yeah, and so when we think about genetic discrimination, the good thing is we have a law called the GINA Law, which is our Genetic Information Act. And what that does is it protects somebody if they do have a mutation, okay? If they have a mutation, it's not considered pre-existing because you have a mutation doesn't mean you'll get a cancer. It just means you might be at higher risk. So, again, this law protects people against discrimination against their insurability, ability to get insurance, and their employability. That can't be touched, which is great. So people shouldn't shy away from getting tested because of that. Mm-hmm. Then we need to think about, so if one was positive, what are your options? It would depend on which gene was affected. And so maybe we would ask somebody, you know, okay, here we have this particular gene. Would you want to increase surveillance? Maybe get a mammogram more frequently, okay? Or maybe get a breast MRI and then a mammogram. Maybe it's that we offer you some medication, what we call chemo prevention, to reduce the risk of getting a cancer. Or we may offer, maybe you need to have some surgery to either have ovaries removed or breasts removed, or maybe you need to have your colonoscopy more frequently. It really depends on the gene. And we can help make those decisions by giving the individual that information. So it takes about 45 minutes the first time the individual comes in, and then we test, and then we have them come back when the results are back, usually about 2 to 3 weeks, and we go into detail about what did we find. Now, only 5 to 10% of people will actually test positive for a gene, but still, 5 to 10 people out of all those people, trust me, are a lot of people.
I'll tell you, but isn't it great how so many women now go for mammograms regularly and men go for prostate exams?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And the thing about prostate, since you brought that up, is there's a lot of genetic testing we do around prostate cancer. So everybody keeps thinking it's all the women, you know, the breast and the ovarians, but it's those prostate cancers that are early, those prostate cancers that are aggressive or have that high Gleason stage. Those are the individuals we really want to see because that really helps, again, give them information to make good health choices. choices.
And speaking of those choices, how can our listeners contact the Cancer Genetic High Risk Clinic at YRMC?
The phone number to the clinic is 928-442-8747. That's 928-442-8747.
Now, YRMC has a fabulous web page. Is there information about this on their web page?
Yes, there is.
Very, very good. And that's Jody Pelosi from the Cancer Genetic High Risk Clinic at YRMC. We've learned a lot today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stay tuned
because we've got local and state news with Link coming up, and then a chat with author Mary McNear. If you've been reading the Butternut Lake series, you'll want to hear this one. That's coming up on the today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. Fall is here and winter is near. Now is the time to prepare your home for winter. Make your home cozy and warm before the cold weather arrives. Prescott True Value is the place for all your home insulation supplies. Check us out online at PrescottTrueValue.com. Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-452-1760. That's 800-452-1760.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Warriors Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Yavapai Heating and Cooling, Lucky's and Yavapai Casino, Quality Collision, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Prescott Dirt, Home Furnishings Direct, MCO, Bradshaw Family Dental, Yavapai Block, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, D-Max host the Dodgers tonight at 6 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Some men's health concerns are not easy to talk about, but the team at Northern Arizona Healthcare's Verde Valley Medical Clinic Urology can put you at ease. They'll provide the highest quality care for kidney stones, urinary tract infections, and prostate problems. Talk to your healthcare provider to see if a prostate screening is recommended for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling 928-649-7960 or visit nahealth.com. Northern Arizona Healthcare. Improving health. Healing people.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. $500 in cash could be yours if you have information that leads to the arrests of suspects involved in high-dollar burglaries.
Both burglaries occurred in the Juniper Woods area of Ash Fork. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin describes what was taken from a Tanner Road home on August 18th.
A black 9mm handgun, a .357 Magnum silver revolver, a white Kachina doll with feathers valued at $3,000, various mechanics tools, and cash.
A safe was also taken that contained bearer bonds, gold and silver coins, gems, and antique gold scales. Devlin says the second burglary occurred on August 28th.
The owner indicated his home had been ransacked and his recreational vehicle stolen. Unknown suspects cut open part of his fence and apparently drove into the property. The stolen RV is a 2006 Forest River Lexington, white in color with gray swirls.
If you have information on these incidents, call the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office at 771-3260 or Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Watch for delays on Robinson Drive in Prescott due to water main installation. City of Prescott and contractor Capital Improvements Company are doing the installation between Stetson Drive and Moore Place. Robinson is closed to through traffic between East Gurley Street and Hillcrest Lane. The contractor is asking drivers to avoid on-street parking while construction is underway. Personnel is working with business owners and residents to maintain driveway access through the construction zone. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. This project, which also includes drainage improvements and installation of sidewalks, is scheduled for completion next summer. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny for the end of your weekend. Expect an overnight low of 51 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 86 tomorrow and Friday. 56 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday and Friday of 95. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Hey, Michelle! My baby said his first words. He said AMCO. You know, as in AMCO Transmissions.
Oh, you mean AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care? As in the specialists who repair and maintain all components on your vehicle? Oh, my baby said that weeks ago.
No, no, no. Your baby is saying it all wrong. It's AMCO Transmissions. As in the specialists who know the difference between just sticking in any old part and the correct safe installation. My baby also said they have the best warranties in the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, my little sweetie said to me AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care have the lowest prices in town, and they'll have you in and out and back on the road faster than any shop around.
He did not.
Did too.
Specializing in every part of your vehicle, it's AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
AMCO Transmissions.
AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, located on the south side of Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill in Prescott Valley.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. As you've read, no doubt, the free press in the U.S. seems to be under siege, but news, particularly local and radio news, is vital for communities everywhere to discuss local issues and to help the community stay informed. Well, in the new book, The Secrets We Carried, Quinn LaPointe establishes herself as a successful Chicago journalist who returns to her hometown of Butternut Lake, where she uncovers a good deal more than she'd ever imagined. The author of The Secrets We Carried is Mary McNear, part of the Butternut Lake series. Now, Mary, for our listeners who have not read your previous books, tell us about the Butternut Lake series.
Well, the Butternut Lake series is now six books strong, plus there's a novella set at Christmas time in Butternut Lake. So this is actually the final installment in the Butternut Lake series, but they've been written to be read independently or together and in any order. So I wanted to make it easy for people to jump into the series. And the great thing is, if you like one of the books, there are five more to read. So, but they're set in a small fictional town on a lake in northern Minnesota.
Now, you spent a lot of your early life, summers, in a small town on a lake in the northern Midwest, correct?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of this is based, I mean, unfortunately, there's not necessarily, there hasn't been as much romance in my life as there is for many of my characters, so I can't lay claim to that. But you're right, a lot of it has been based on my own personal experiences, and I tried to recreate the feel of a small town, the feel of a summer at the lake. I just want people to feel when they're reading my novels like they've been able to slip away for a couple days to a place like that. You know, the smell of warm pine needles in the sun. I try to think of that as I write. It's so, probably like the second best smell in the world after chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven.
Now tell us about, give us a brief profile of Quinn LaPointe, Gabriel Shipp, and Annika Bergstrom.
Well, Quinn left, Quinn is the main character. She left Butternut Lake 10 years ago in the spring of her senior year in high school, after a tragedy occurred. Three young men from her senior class, one of whom was her boyfriend, were drowned when their pickup truck went through the ice on a local lake. So Quinn leaves Butternut behind, and she hopes that she has put that tragedy behind her, but of course, as we all know, it follows her. It's not that simple. So really, The Secrets We Carried is about her returning home, confronting the tragedy, and it's really kind of the unraveling of a mystery, because it turns out that not only does Quinn have secrets, but her old best friend from high school, or perhaps more than best friend, Gabriel Shipp, has secrets. So does Jake Tanner, who is her late boyfriend's brother. So does Annika Bergstrom, who, you know, used to hate Quinn and now for some reason wants to be friends with her. So it was really fun writing the book because I wanted the reader to kind of have a similar experience to a mystery. I mean, we know what happened, but we don't exactly know. We know the what of the mystery, but we don't necessarily know the how and the why.
So what is going on with Quinn at Loon Bay Cabins that helps her understand that the past is the key to the future?
Oh, my God. I love Loon Bay. So I actually base Loon Bay on a real resort on the lake that I go to every summer, but that resort is called Otter Bay. And I decided it just wasn't quite romantic enough. Would you agree that otters are not the most romantic animals?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I changed the name to Loon Bay. But it's, you know, it's a sort of rustic retreat, and there are misty mornings on the lake, and I kept wishing I was there. But Annika is the manager of Loon Bay. She lives there with her young son. And then, as it turns out, Tanner, Quinn's former boyfriend's brother, is also staying there. So that is where part of the mystery unravels. And there's plenty of beautiful scenery and, of course, more than a little romance.
Now, this is your sixth book in the Butternut Lake series, right?
It is, yes, plus there's a novella. So I originally decided to write seven books in the series, but I don't know, six whole novels feels right. I'm ready to, I think, explore a new community. But I would never just slam the door on Butternut Lake because I've just enjoyed it so much, and I think my readers have too. Well, or at least I hope they have.
Well, for those who have kept pace and read all the Butternut Lake books, how tough is it for you as a novelist to tie up all those loose ends if this is the last in the series?
Oh, it's hard. And, you know, I tried, because I tried to write each one so that it would stand independently, there's actually, in this sixth book, there's only one recurring character we know from earlier novels. But she is, her name is Caroline Keegan. She owns the local coffee shop, Pearls. And she's really, that coffee shop is really the center of the community. And she's one of those people, you probably know someone like her, she's sort of the glue that holds the community together. So I did have her put in a final appearance, and we do learn through her about some of the other characters. So it was nice because, as you know, in life, you can't always tie up loose ends the way you necessarily can in a novel.
Speaking of the coffee shop, is it true you do some of your writing in a local donut shop?
I do, and it's a really fun place to be because there's, you know, I don't feel alone because writing can be so lonely, and it's just kind of like a neighborhood hub. Mm-hmm. I just kind of hide myself back at the back table, and I get to eavesdrop on some conversations. Definitely when, you know, I've definitely stolen some lines of dialogue from things I've overheard.
So what,
and so, yeah, it just keeps it interesting.
So what kinds of challenges is Quinn facing in today's journalism environment?
Well, I think she's facing the challenges that a lot of, you know, local news is facing, which is that because what's happening at the national political level just seems so explosive and all-consuming, I think we forget that in terms of our day-to-day lives, you know, we really, what's happening at the local level probably has a much greater impact on our lives. So I really, writing this book, I really made an effort to read our local papers, watch local news, listen to local radio shows, because I think if we lose those, we lose a really important part of America and American culture. You know, that's how we stay tuned in to what's happening around us.
And now for the question I ask every single writer. In the course of writing your books, how often have you found the storylines and the characters starting to write themselves and you had to keep up?
You are so right. It happened much more often than I expected it to. And often I'll start out not liking a character as much, and then gradually coming around to them. In book two, there's a character named Jack Keegan who had left his wife and daughter many years before and had not come back. And, of course, their lives had gone on without him. So when I bring him back at the beginning of the novel, at first I was not feeling charitably towards him at all, as you can imagine, right? But it's interesting because the more I told his side of the story and understood his reasons for leaving and staying away and then coming back, I learned to forgive him. And it was a good thing, too, because, of course, his wife and daughter both have to forgive him as well. So it was interesting. I guess I've had my own relationship with Jack Keegan, right?
Sure. And how can our listeners learn more about your writing and about your dog, Macaroon, and get a copy of your books?
So they can learn. Okay, so I have a website, marymcneer.com, and a Facebook page, on author Facebook page, Mary McNear, and they can order these books in any form, wherever books are sold.
Very good. And thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR, or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D 5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 new at signing, zero security deposit.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You might remember the longtime network TV journalist Soledad O'Brien. She's worked for NBC, CNN, MSNBC, a lot of local stations. Well, she was the guest speaker yesterday at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Had some great stories about what she learned growing up in Baltimore as one of six children of a biracial couple. Now, Soledad's mother is a black Cuban. Her father is a white Australian. And when they went out to dinner in late 1950s Baltimore, the restaurants would admit dad, but not mom. So her mother, turning lemons into lemonade, learned to be a terrific cook. How's that for a great lesson in dealing with what life hands you? Well, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, and then Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Don't forget the Diamondbacks' final home game of the season tonight with the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch from Chase Field at 6:40. Then join me right back here Wednesday at 2 for Q&A with my guests, our friend Donna Carver from Mountain Artists Guild. They have their big artist studio tour and pre-tour gala coming up at the Elks Theater. Also tomorrow, the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's Murder Mystery Dinner Fundraiser. We'll hear all about that. And Ron Brashear from Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary for their Taste of the Wild sanctuary on Sunday, October 7th. That's from 2 to 6 p.m. That's Q&A Thursday at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.